This is Material World. First, Education Secretary Michael Gove yesterday declared the current IT curriculum harmful and dull and announced that from September it will be replaced with something more involving that will turn out school leavers able to work at the forefront of technological change. So what does that mean? How will a new approach improve on what's currently on offer? And where do Microsoft and the other technology giants fit in? With me is Dr. Sue Black, Senior Research Associate in Computer Science at UCL. In schools, we used to teach computing, then I think it was computer studies, and then it was IT, and then most recently ICT, short for Information and Communication Technologies. So why is it that Michael Gove thinks that this ICT needs warming up if it's going to become more palatable?
Well, actually, I think it's been really great to hear what Michael Gove said yesterday. I can't believe I'm saying that, because what he was saying a few months ago, I was diametrically opposed to. I'm very surprised about what Michael Gove has said, because what's going to happen is that for a long time, people have complained about ICT in schools, and people in the tech industry are complaining that kids are leaving school with no kind of computing skills, because actually what they've been taught in ICT is mainly how to use Microsoft Word, PowerPoint, Excel, which really is kind of like what was called, I think, secretarial skills when I was at school. So it's not really computer science, it's ICT. So it's valuable, but it's not computing.
So it's become the modern version of the typing class.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, that's absolutely what it is. And so people have thought that that is computing, which it is not.
Yeah, and where, so why have we got it so badly wrong? And what did Michael Gove say to make you think that he does understand where we need to go to get it back on track?
Well, why did we get it wrong? I'm not sure. It was a government decision in the 80s. I wasn't involved in it.
I'm not blaming you.
So, it's not my fault. But what's encouraging about what Michael Gove has said is that he's acknowledged that ICT needs to be there, but that it's not computer science, where we also need to be teaching computing. And we need kids to understand the basics of programming, coding, to understand computing and computers a bit better, which I think is a great thing. But he's also talking about using open source, which is great, because it means, you know, he's not saying that schools are going to be tied into to big companies like Microsoft to provide stuff.
And so although there is talk about involving them, there will also be these open source things around where you don't have to have any responsibilities in terms of who you pay.
Absolutely. And also he's saying that schools can decide themselves what they want to do. Government's not going to mandate exactly the curriculum, I think, understand it, which is a good thing.
Well, it's not only a good thing, it's presumably it's back to the very nature of what you can do with a computer. Yeah. Everybody can do it differently in their own way. Sue, clearly this is something right now has got the attention of the government, and I think there's a Royal Society report on computing in education. Is there anything you'd add to the list now that you've got their attention saying we should be doing this?
Well, there are so many initiatives around, I think, which is amazing. And now I think the key thing is to bring them all together. So that's one of the things I'm actually doing with the foundation I'm setting up called the Go-To Foundation. It's going to be a one-stop shop for people who don't know much about computer science.
OK, we'll make sure there's a link from our website. Dr. Sue Black, thank you. You can find out more on the Material World webpages within bbc.co.uk/radio4.